Heroes of Civilization, presented by Dr. Norvig de Maurier, who speaks the narrative.
Born in the village of Bathgate, 20 miles from Edinburgh, Scotland, in June 1811, James Young Simpson, who gave the world anesthetics, commenced life a fortunate person. For he had a wonderful mother in Mary Gervais, a Huguenot by direct descent, and an honest, hard-working Scottish father in David Simpson, the village baker. Prior to Simpson's time, an operation was a ghastly, almost barbarous business, performed by a surgeon who was either utterly callous or absolutely unnerved by the dreadful torture he was inflicting. Simpson was neither callous or nervous. He was intelligent, fearless, sympathetic, the ideal surgeon. We find James Simpson's parents in their quiet, humble home at Bathgate in 1830. Mr. David Simpson and his wife Mary are impatiently awaiting the homecoming of James, who is expected back from Edinburgh after having passed with honors through his final medical examination.
Oh, David, I'm wild with delight. Fancy our James, only 19, and a doctor. And now he's coming home. Isn't it wonderful? Oh, I can't wait for the coach to come.
Quiet, Mary. That French blood of yours is on the boil again. You'll finish in a fainting fit and be your son's first patient.
Now, don't try to pretend, David. You're just as excited yourself. And as for my French blood, you can thank that for giving you a son of such quick wit.
Aye. Well, I hope that his Scottish blood gives him a sense of finance. He'll need it to make up for the expense of his schooling.
But it's been worth it for such a clever boy, David. Fancy being a doctor at 19.
Aye, and haven't to wait 2 years before he's old enough to practice. Seems to me like fire in the oven before the bread is ready to bake.
Oh, James, it's him. Run, quick.
Dinner fash yourself.
Father, mother dearest.
Oh, James, you've grown so. Are you well?
Of course he is. Stop fussing over the lad. Let his father have a word. Well, James, my boy, I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Father. But it's to you and Mother here that I owe it all.
Well, it's to be hoped you make something of it. That is, when you're old enough to practice.
Yes, Father.
Of course, he'll do well.
Will you please keep quiet a moment, Mary? Now, son, what are you going to do till you can practice as a doctor? It's 2 years, you know.
I was thinking, Father, you might be able to use me in the bakery.
Aye, it's a possibility. But bacon takes brains. Your mother argues with me about sending you to the Royal College of Surgeons. Would that do you any good?
Father, I...
David, you'll let him go.
Yes, why not? The Simpsons have always been good bakers. And a butcher in the family will not go amiss.
After a short vacation with his parents, James Simpson returned to Edinburgh. Such a brilliant student had no difficulty in becoming a member of the Royal College of Surgeons. Early in 1831, Simpson, with his friend Dr. Marsh, is going to the operating theatre in the Edinburgh Infirmary to see Angus MacLeod, the great surgeon, perform an amputation.
Well, James Simpson, my lad, you're now to study at the Royal College, eh? Well, they'll soon make a surgeon or a nervous wreck of you here.
I trust I'll not make a wreck of me, Dr. Marsh. It's been most difficult for my parents to get me this far in medicine. I mustn't fail.
Your mother is very keen to see you a practicing doctor, James. She wrote me about you.
Yes. I often think Mother's more ambitious to see me a successful doctor than I am myself.
Well, whatever it is, James, you've done very well. You must be one of the youngest members here. Oh, there is MacLeod's assistant coming in now. See, the one in the dirty great coat with the needles and threads in his lapel.
Wherever did you get that filthy coat?
Oh, that's his operating coat. But wait till you see the one MacLeod wears. It's supposed to be the dirtiest garment in the college.
Oh, then that must be Mr. MacLeod coming in now. For I've never seen a man in a filthier coat.
Yes, that's MacLeod. He's in a good humor, too. See, he's going over to the bench and having a drink with those third-year students.
When will he operate?
Oh, immediately, I should say. Yes, there. They're carrying in the patient now. See, he's being strapped to the table.
Lad, he looks drunk.
Oh, he would be. MacLeod is rather humane. He gives port wine and laudanum before an operation like this. It dulls the senses, you know.
Can they not find any better way to stop pain?
Oh, there is some talk about gases and volatile drugs. But I'm afraid it's just talk and no more. Come on, let's move over closer. We'll miss the operation. McLeod is unbelievably fast. Military experience, you know.
Out of the way, please.
Will I be all right, Doctor? Oh, Doctor.
No, gentlemen. Is everyone in position?
Will I be all right, Doctor?
Of course you'll be all right, my man.
Oh, be as quick as you can, won't you, Doctor? You know, I'm afraid of pain.
Yes, but it won't last long. Ready, gentlemen?
Oh!
Quickly, David, quickly. Artery forceps. Ligatures, Watson. Oh. Move quickly. That basin, foot basin.
Well, come along in here, laddie. Let's get away from it all. Well, James Simpson, what do you think of your first experience in the operating theater? James, my boy, do you hear me? What do you think of surgery?
Surgery? Is that what you call it?
Oh, come now, James. You mustn't let those sights unnerve you. Never make a surgeon that way.
Oh, I'll see it through, sir. Because I'll need to know surgery to accomplish the task I've just set myself.
I don't quite follow you, my lad.
I shall never efface from my mind the horrors of the last few minutes. Nor shall I be content until I've discovered a means of rendering a patient insensible to pain while an operation is being performed.
With great determination, James Simpson qualified as a surgeon. He then set up practice in a poor suburb of Edinburgh. Then came marriage to Miss Jessie Grindley on Boxing Day, 1839. And a few weeks later, in January 1840, Simpson was appointed to the professorship in midwifery at Edinburgh. He continuously strove to find a reliable anesthetic for general surgical use. It was the driving ambition of his life. In November 1847, Professor and Mrs. Simpson are entertaining friends in their Edinburgh home.
Candidly, Mrs. Simpson, I think this husband of yours is a menace. Fancy putting the whole world to sleep with some mysterious drug.
Oh, it's himself I worry most about. He takes such risks.
Never fear, Jessie Less. I expect to have what I want quite soon now. Doctors Keith and Duncan are here tonight to help me with some further experiments. Now, if you'll excuse us, we go to work. Come along, Duncan. You too,
good.
Keith.
Well, ready.
Ah, follow me. Now, gentlemen, let's finish these tests. Duncan, suppose we try this fluid sent by Lion Playfair. Worked well on those rabbits yesterday. I propose to inhale while you two observe me.
No, it's a grave risk, Professor.
I agree with Duncan, sir.
Nonsense, the rabbits recovered.
Suppose we open the hutch and examine them again, sir.
Very well. Yeah. Let's look at the rabbits. Here. They're all huddled in the corner. Come on, my beauties. Show yourselves.
Those rabbits are dead, Professor.
So they are, Duncan. Well, that stuff of Playfair's can't be what we're looking for. That's most unfortunate.
Great heavens. Professor, it's just as well you didn't try it on yourself. You might have lost your life.
No, Keith. The devil guards his own. Now, where's that stuff sent by Weld of Liverpool? Chloroform, I think, was the name he gave it. Thought I left it on the shelf.
Here it is, Professor.
Sweetish and not unpleasant. Suppose we try some.
Well, why not try it on the rabbits first, Professor?
All our rabbits are dead, Duncan. Besides, I have every confidence in Weld. He tells me this drug's safe in small quantities. We'll try it. Dr. Keith, and you, Duncan, I believe we have something here which will save humanity endless suffering.
Good.
Are you willing to try it with me?
That's what we're here for.
I'm certainly ready.
Well, there you are, Duncan. There's yours, Keith.
Good.
We'll remove the cork and inhale from the bottle slowly, breathing deeply. You ready?
Yes.
Right.
Hey, why, this has got me.
Hold on to me, someone.
What's happening in here? James! Oh, James!
It's all right. All right, Jesse. We've got it, my dear. Thank God. We've got it at last. Anesthesia.
So was chloroform first put as an anesthetic by three very courageous men. Pain was conquered. Simpson became world famous. Patients flocked to him from all over the world. Then the medical fraternity and even the churches attacked